You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, as I said, we're going to go right to the phone lines. Joining us now is Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, on a Patriots Monday, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. May, how are we doing today?
Doing pretty well. How about y'all?
We are doing great. We enjoyed a very entertaining and, in the end, successful football game yesterday. And I want to start off, not at the end, but at the beginning. I know you guys talked about wanting to start fast all week, and you went out there and you did that. You looked very comfortable, decisive, efficient. And I was wondering, was that just, you know, the byproduct of things started rolling early? Was it the investment in starting fast? You know, why'd you look so good and seemingly feel so good early in that game?
Yeah, I think it's kind of what I said, Pumpkin. You kind of get what you emphasize when you kind of harp on all week and you try to you really put some focus into something and just try to find completions, get the run game going, and how do you feel, you know, play actions, and kind of we're trying to just create positive plays and just kept on, you know, moving the ball, and was proud of the guys for starting fast, and I think that's something that we need to try to do every week.
Yeah, Drake, really seemed like there was great energy out there from yourself and from the team, and Andy and I were calling it a very efficient performance for you. 19 of 23, 230 yards, three total touchdowns, two in the air, one on the ground. And it's funny, it's half as many pass attempts as last week when you attempted 46. So less in the end ended up being more. Was efficiency on offense a point of emphasis for you guys this past week?
Yeah, I think it's a point of emphasis every week to try to be efficient on offense. You know, we're going to try to stay in third and manageable, you know, try to be good on first down. I think we still got some you know, we had some penalty issues that we need to clean up. We had some kind of longer yardage, kind of fighting long first and second down that we need to clean up. But you know, I think overall, I'm proud of the guys the way they fought adversity, and you know, I thought we had a pretty strong first half and need to maybe finish one more, you know, down in the red zone. But really, other than that, just proud of those guys for you know, also kind of harping on, you know, scoring touchdowns in the red zone.
Drake, how important was it to succeed in terms of balance early on? I think it was like seven runs, seven passes in the first quarter, and it just kept going that way. It seemed like not only were you clicking, but Josh was kind of dialing up productive plays both on the ground and through the air.
Yeah, you know, it all starts with running the football. You know, those guys do a great job in the run game, and it's just one of those things when you start to run it, it opens up kind of, you know, the passing game and the play-action game. So the more they got to respect the run, the, you know, the less that, you know, they can handle the pass. So I think it's always an emphasis for us to try to get the run game going early and able to play off that. And I think those guys, you know, Coach was kind of in the rhythm. And once you're kind of in the rhythm, it's with the offensive coordinator, it starts rolling.
So, Drake, the second half saw its share of haymakers and game-changing plays back and forth. It was a wild ride, especially in the fourth quarter. But if you can, walk us through the 56-yard completion to Ramondre. I thought it was the play of the game. Was he the primary read on that play, and what did you see?
Yeah, just, Mondre making a play. I think he, you know, gave the backer a good little move and had him up the sideline. So, yeah, just trying to, you know, give him a ball he could catch. I thought I almost overthrew it at one point. Just glad he made a great catch and, you know, finished off with a, you know, even better run. So I think, yeah, just making a play in crunch time. You know, we're down in the game, you know, big third down to kind of, you know, it's loud in there on the silent count. You know, it's a big third down to kind of, you know, really change the momentum of the game. And I think, you know, just props to our guys of making a play and handling it down there is the best thing about it. We finished the touchdown in the red zone. So that was yeah, that's a huge play for sure.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, I know there was a lot of just noise from people like us, reporters, podcasters, everybody last week criticizing the offense, wondering if there was too much on your plate. And I know you've used the word proud of the team, but it's got to feel good to go on the road to Miami, a place that's been very difficult for the Patriots to play over the years, in the heat, division foe, and really show the resiliency to not only win the game, but kind of, I guess, shut up idiots like us on the radio. That has to feel good.
Oh, shoot. You know, that's, you know, we're not worried about that. It's part of, you know, playing in this league. There's a bunch of eyes, you know, on every team and every offense around the league when, you know, we didn't play up to the standard. So I'm just glad to get in the win column. And I think it took everybody. It literally took everybody yesterday. Special teams, offense, defense, coaching. So it was cool to come out with the win.
Now, it seemed like earlier in the game, get the touchdown to Mac Hollins, Kayshon Booty with a dime that you threw into the corner made another incredible catch. But they all end up only having one catch on the day. Were they not heavily favored into the game plan, or did Miami try to make a concerted effort to take away some of your perceived top targets?
Yeah, I think that's just sometimes how the ball bounces. I think you know, those guys, you know, still blocked hard in the run game. We had some tight ends. We had some running backs out of the backfield. We had some screens. We kind of, you know, one of those games where we, you know, really dropped back passing and just kind of letting their edge rushers kind of eat on the edge. So I think it was one of those things where we were trying to get the ball out quick. And I think, you know, more and more down the road, you could see games, you know, where they have bigger games. But at the same time, we're just trying to spread the ball out. We got a lot of guys that can make plays. So I think everybody's just kind of, you know, finding their role and playing in it.
We mentioned the balance of the offense. The passing game was going. The running game is going. That means the offensive line is doing their jobs in both ways. You got a couple rookies up there on the left side, four new starters. I have to think you're very appreciative of not only the effort they're putting in, but, you know, the performance they're putting in a couple weeks into the season.
Yeah, those guys are playing their butts off. You know, credit to those guys. And, it's a good feeling running out there with them every week. And I know they're you know, playing hard and wanting to run the football and wanting to win. So, you know, they you know, I think, you know, us six really drive, you know, the offense, and I think it's continuing to show there and get better and better, you know, as we go on, the more they play with each other.
All right, so how happy were you to play such a large part in Mike Vrabel's first win as coach of the Patriots? Saw him in the tunnel afterwards high-fiving everybody. He was handing out game balls, you know, like they were Christmas bonuses afterwards. How happy was he, and how happy were you to help make him that happy?
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling. I think it's, you know, we wanted to get the one last week, but, you know, it's a good feeling to get one on the road, you know, a division opponent. You know, it means a lot, you know, such a, you know, emotional game and back and forth. So I can only imagine, I could imagine. I was in the locker room. So, you know, it was a, you know, awesome feeling, just, you know, good to get a win. Like I said, it took everybody, and you know, it was cool to see everybody kind of respond. And I appreciate, you know, what coaches kind of brought this year and brought to you know, kind of this organization as of yet.
Speaking of your coach, what'd you think of his speed? I'm sure you've seen the video of him running the sideline on Gibson's kickoff return. Stephon Diggs said he thought coach looked a little slow. What was your assessment of his speed there?
Yeah, I'm more impressed than, you know, pull Amy or something. You know, it's hot down there, it started cramping. So, no, I thought it's pretty cool. You know, I was watching it from a different angle, and kind of saw him, you know, once he caught the edge around there, I knew he was gone. So, you know, what a play, and it was funny to see Coach running down.
So, obviously, you're only as good as your most recent results in the NFL. Big one next week. But more importantly, how do you take the momentum of an effort like this where you guys – got up early, took a few punches, came back and found a way to win. How do you take the momentum of this big road win in a tough place for you guys to pull it off and build off it offensively and as a team overall?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the big things is you still got to learn from it. Learn from things you could improve on. Learn from, you know, mistakes, or learn from, you know, penalties, and learn from situational football. And, you know, help that, you know, take that and help and then let it help us down the road. I think that's a big thing. And also learning how to, you know, come off a win and get back to work and practice this week, and know that it's, you know, it's any given week of the NFL, and they're trying to, you know, win the next week and move on. You know, as I say, the 24-hour rule. So try to get, you know, get rid of a big win and try to get another one.
Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. A question hit me, kind of a crossover question from baseball. A lot of times when you hear about starting pitchers, you hear, oh, sometimes in the bullpen they realize they don't have their best stuff, but they got to go out there and find a way to get guys out and put together a solid performance. Is there a similarity with quarterbacks? Like, are there days when you warm up and you're like, oh, I got it today. The accuracy's here. I just feel it. And likewise, other days where sometimes, you know, okay, maybe not my best day throwing the football, but I got to find a way to be good enough.
You know, I think it's more of a, there's a kind of a standard kind of way you feel when throwing the football, and there's kind of a you're feeling with how the footballs feel and how your arm's feeling, where you can kind of get a groove. Okay, yeah, this is one of those days. So, yeah, I wouldn't say you ever feel like horrendous throwing the football. Hopefully, I won't, you know, before a game. But you know, sometimes when the wind gets going real bad, or you know, some tough weather. But you know, really, other than that, I think sometimes I just feel like, hey, it's a good day to, you know, wake up and throw the football. So.
All right, so up next, big one. You guys are 1-1, week 3, back home at Gillette, and it's the Steelers coming to town off of a particularly frustrating, if not embarrassing, loss for them in front of their home crowd. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think a hot mic caught you after the Jets game, week 3, 2024, looking for Aaron Rodgers to meet him or something, calling him the GOAT. So any extra excitement or motivation for you looking forward to maybe getting your first home win as a starter and facing off against a childhood idol?
Yeah, he was one of my favorite players growing up. You know, so impressive how he's, you know, throwing the football in his days and still throwing it to this day. So, yeah, it'd be pretty cool to, it'll be our second matchup. You know, one from last year. So try to get a big, you know, big one at home and get a chance to play against, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback is pretty cool in its own.
Clearly, a win is a great way to unify a locker room and a football team. I'm wondering, because we tend to generalize and look at your team as offense, defense, special teams, three units. What is the vibe in your locker room a couple weeks into the season? Like, how do you get along with the defensive players? What's the competition level on the practice field? Give us a little sampling of sort of the behind-the-scenes vibes of the Patriots locker room.
Yeah, I think the guys are just, you know, kind of feeding off each other. I think guys are energized. I think guys are, you know, cheering guys on. I think we got a, you know, real kind of locker room that enjoys being around each other. That's the biggest thing. You know, we come into the facility, you know, looking forward to, you know, seeing each other and competing. And I think that kind of building off from training camp. You know, you're coming here and working with each other, and defense may have one day, we may have got them the next day. So I think guys are, guys are kind of, you know, buying into it and just trying to, you know, bring it every week. And I think that's one of those things where, you know, you learn throughout the season that you bring it every week and you're going to battle injuries and you're going to, you know, just use each other and use your teammates to, you know, keep going and play football.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This one comes from Mike in Medford, and it says, understanding how much time goes into your job during the season, what do you do, Drake May, to get away or wind down, even if it's just for a little while during the work week?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy, you know, watching college football. I enjoy watching, you know, other NFL games, you know, Thursday night and the Monday night ones tonight. Just not even from a quarterback, you know, standpoint. It's hard not to watch it from a quarterback standpoint, but, you know, sit down and try to be a fan for a little bit. And other than that, just, you know, go out there with some teammates and, you know, just kind of, you know, relax and get the body back going for the next week.
Do you still have as much time to do that as a married man, or are there some more loyalties or responsibilities?
No, she loves football. She loves watching, you know, football as well, thankfully. So, yeah, I got a good one.
Okay, so you don't have to watch, like, the Lifetime channel or something when you're...
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You're home on a Monday night, kicking back.
Yeah, exactly. She knows. Yeah, Monday Night Football will be on. She knows, and she wants it too.
All right, Drake, appreciate you joining us after the first win of the season. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
That's Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, here on a Patriots Monday.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.